agents of Pakistan, and now they are just following it up by saying that they are Pakistanis and these are these identifications. Such matters should be put to an impartial inquiry, and only after that inquiry and evidence presented, and only after that allegations should be, or like this should be made.
But I understand what you say, and certainly it is true that the press is very free with allegations that Pakistan is always involved in every crime, but they have named these people and suggested that they know where they come from, one from Lahore, one from Attock, and that that maybe gives it a little more solidity than some of these accusations sometimes have.
You can say wherever they have come from, they are dead, they can't speak for themselves, and you can plant any kind of things or say they are coming from Lahore or here or there, or you can say anything about that. What is the evidence? What is the proof? It is absolutely rather unfortunate that India, rather than trying to lessen tensions and trying to adopt a path of reasonableness, comes up with these wild allegations and accusations which only serve the purpose of heightening tensions, and these are things which should be avoided. One should act a little more responsibly.